Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate.
Welcome to Diva Spot. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
I got the diva.
Ebony.
I got the diva.
Ebony.
I got the diva.
Ebony.
I got the diva.
Friday,
you're an artist. Business, artists about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too, we got you, can't knock it, interviews the topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line Friday.
Welcome to
front line Friday. It's front line Friday.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's front line Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B. Hey, welcome to May. It is May the 2nd Friday, front line Friday showcase. Each and every Friday, we showcase nothing but hot independent music. All the hot indie artists and their music live right here. And now we're going to be having some great guests on the Frontline Fridays tonight. We're going to have Team Coolin. Big shout out to Team Coolin. Big shout out to New York. Big shout out to Maryland. Definitely doing it big out there. Y'all know how we do it. Squad Up, Frontline Friday show. We're going to be interviewing a hip-hop duo tonight, which is made up of S-Dot, the Scarface Kid, and we're going to have J-Arts in this piece, too. So they're going to be showcasing their hot new single, Sex Drive, and Go to Work. Definitely hot. Big shout out to Peach Group 100 for referring us to Team Coolin and also showing us this hot music. And we're all about hot indie artists and music, and you want to check Team Coolin out on and their movement at www.teamcoolin.com. Again, that's www.teamcoolin.com. And team is spelled different. It's spelled T-E-E-M. And then it's Coolin, C-O-O-L-I-N. Again, that's T-E-E-M. COOLIN. So go to teamcoolin.com. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard to chat it up. Of course, we're going to get into the educate and regulate session later on. We're going to talk about our 200 missing queens over there in Africa. We got 200 women and little king queens missing, and ain't nobody really talking about this. Why are we not making more of this, more of an awareness and bringing more to light about it? But we're going to get deeper into this whole situation, and we want to get your feedback on it. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be her. Also, you can jump into our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio and at Diva Ebony B. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, so make sure you go over and check out all the hot indie advancements that we have over there for independent artists and independent entrepreneurs at www.phenomradio.com. Let's go ahead and pay some bills and get into the music break. And when we come back, we're going to bust it live open, squad up on the front line with Team Coolin. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Thank you.
got my nigga Lava with me. I'm off this Rossi here, my nigga Wallace. I'm on my old school throwback flow. You. Let's go, y'all. I'm on my old school throwback flow. I make a bribe, wanna leave school and get that dough. I'm on my job, working harder than I did before. With a little bit of patience, dividends will grow. For many moons, many men said the kid didn't have it, but I was getting established and leaving fans ecstatic. And everywhere I went, I heard, damn, that's he. That Juma Black, yeah, he can that beat. Ripping and running the streets, no sleep, straight grind. Going hard in the paint, doing what you suckers can't. Studio filled with blunts and roaches, Rossi bottles, and if it ain't my new, possibly models. Yeah, I'm in that white whip behind tent, getting topped off by a white chick riding. She do it nonstop. It's just a dog in me. I'm kinda curious on, see what she saw with me. Wait, could it been the swag when she seen me at the mall? What made her drop a jaw? I ain't even stopping pause. I just threw it in the bag, in the bag.
They falling off, we creating new swag. Ayo, Black, Lava's in the building, go and strike a match. Before local celebrity, I was a hard catch. Now they see it in my hands, and I ain't throwing the poker back. Poker, I'm back, you ain't know. With these flames, my main aim just to reach that goal. Cause it's nothing, I'm stunting on the track, Hussein Bolt. No bluffing, this ain't fair up, but yeah, I'm just that dope. The discussion was out in public, I'm the man of the role. So they labeling me the best. I take that role, you feel me? Cause I'm hot furnace with dope book girding. Plus I'm great with my double eights like Mike Irvin. But today I'm doing Kobe, brother, with hotlines 800 numbers. I'm spitting different somewhere. The slow flow is just to make you wonder. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God. So is it a problem that I'm an artist who slaughters and rip and conquer the deadliest flowing organ? This fortune in every portion, this portion is for your conscience. Not often this wild and bonkers. Fuck it, I'm just being Lava, aiming for that nugget all about my Iga dollar. But this is free, told you by new Juma, I gotcha. Fresh off the press, hot news for your collar.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my goodness, oh my God.
It's in my DNA to be the neighborhood arrow. Walk with me in mines, I catch a body, no lasso. It's Wallace if you ain't knowing by now. Cooler than the glacier under 100,000 pounds of snow. They say my flow a delightful spectacle. Delivery original, style impeccable. Looking at the world through designer's prescription spectacles, and still I see nobody coming close to being fresh enough.
Microphone killer, murder professional.
We murk that beat and that beat. Look what's next to go. Wake the living dead like a zombie. You ain't with it, but your logic is beyond me. And I'ma still do my 1, 2, and my 3 and 4, my 5 or 6, I get your bitch to do. Oh my goodness,
oh my goodness,
oh my God,
oh my God.
It's Ace of Spades if you're trying to pull my car.
Don't try me, don't
tell
try
me, who come in this hard? Wallace, Lava, Juma, Black, I ain't even count the bars.
Oh my God, oh my God,
oh my
goodness, oh my God, oh my God,
oh my
goodness, oh my God, oh my God,
oh my
goodness, oh my God, oh my God,
oh my God.
Oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. everybody is balling on a budget. Future Groovy will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
We back up in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Squad up. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We got team cooling up in this thing, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all call us up, 347-850-1521, or press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to be showcasing 2 hot tracks for them tonight, Sex Drive and Go to Work, Baby. All the people who got a hot sex drive and who know how to go to work after that, call Diva up, follow me on Twitter, at Diva FNB, and let me know what the business is. Team Cooling, what's going on, man? Welcome to the front line.
Yo, what it do?
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing? How you living?
I'm living very, very good. Big shout out to Future Group 100 for introducing us to you guys, man. Y'all definitely doing some good things. And you actually, you guys had did a fashion show February the 20th on my birthday. And I was like, we got to get Team Cooling. He was like, oh, they doing a fashion show. They already performing. I'm like, ah, oh, we'll get them again.
Yeah, man.
But we glad to talk to you now, man.
Future for a second.
Oh, yeah. So
you know what I'm saying? He's been putting in mad work with him. So shout out to the homie, man. Shout out to Future, man. He's definitely been backing us for well, you know, how long we know Future Arts? About a year now? A year some change?
Yeah, I was going to say about a year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Guru, man. Future, definitely. Push, man. Shout out to Guru, man. Mr. Brand Management, we like to call him. Mr. Brand Management. We're going to get him on. He's going to call us to the show a little bit later. But for those who don't know who you guys is and you know, what you're doing with your music, let them know.
All right. Hey, Arch, you can start off.
Well, pretty much Team Cool is a hip-hop duo. You know what I'm saying? We're kind of going in a lane right now where it's not really a lot of artists doing that right now as far as, like, duos is concerned. You got a whole lot of solo artists, got some groups or whatnot, but you don't have just 2 guys, you know, really making that good music, trying to come out how we coming out right now. And as you know, you heard the tracks, you know what we're doing, you know how we get down, we're staying busy, trying to keep things moving. That's pretty much Team Cooling as far as, like, you know, putting the music out and things like that. Just a hip-hop duo making good music.
I mean, you guys are definitely doing that. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say, man, just for those listening, this is S.Dot Scarface Kid, and wanted to speak with my man, J.R. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from New York, and... Now, I mean, just really trying to bring that versatility back to you know what I mean, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We're bringing 2 different styles, you know what I'm saying, 2 different flavors of what we do, and we're trying to keep it interesting, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are definitely doing that. I love how you mash, you know, mesh your styles together and to make this high-energy music. And you're not just talking about the extra rah-rah. You know, it's actually music people can get up and move to and get excited about. So, you know, with all the performances that you guys, you know, have been doing and everywhere you're moving around, well, how do you keep the energy up? After doing all of these shows and going, how you go in, how do you guys keep your energy? I know somebody got to be working out over there, but I'm saying, how do you keep your energy?
I'm glad you brought that up. Man. That's exactly the whole thing. You know, we like to stay healthy. You know, we hit the gym, we eat right. That's how you keep the energy up to do what we do, to keep doing shows, keep moving, keep hitting the booth, recording songs, and just staying fresh, you know. You haven't come to one of our shows yet, but, you know, the next one I'm hoping that you might be able to make it out to. You'll see how it turns out we get. And it's like that every time we perform. And the only way we're able to do that is by staying in the gym and staying positive, eating right, and staying healthy.
And to piggyback off that, man, just to keep it, you know, keep it 100, man. At the end of the day, we love what we do. You know, this is not something that we just decided to do yesterday, or we just playing around with this. Our lives, this is our career. So when you see us on stage, like, that's our passion. We're living our dreams out every time we're performing. So You know what I mean? That the energy is infectious. And then Kula Nation, which is our fan base, when they come out, they're twice as turnt as we are. They in the crowd saying all the words and this, that, and the third. They rocking to the music. So we have no choice. Like, we feel obligated to give them a good show. And that's every time we come out. So, that's the other side of it. Like Art said, you know what I mean? Eating healthy, hitting the gym, that's one part of it. But, like, just having a passion and having pride in what you do, having pride in your product, which is our music, you know what I'm saying? So we love it. Like, we honestly love it. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes we be trying to chill. We can't even chill. the Kula Nation be too loud. We be trying to relax.
We were just trying to check it. Y'all just too loud, but you give it. And, you know, big up to you guys for just showing appreciation to your fans and your supporters. Team Coolin is giving away their Smash single right now. Go to work for free, and it's for download. Go to www.teamcoolin.com. Again, that's www.teamcoolin.com, and it's spelled TEEMCOOLIN.com. And go ahead and download Go to Work. One more question before we go to the call lines. How did you guys meet? How did Maryland and New York come together? How did you guys meet? How did this all happen?
We met at a mutual studio. Arts, you know, he moved down to Maryland. I moved into the area where he was at, and we met up at a mutual studio. Kind of really on some outcast type, you know, just we had respect for each other's style and respect for each other's hustle and grind. So we really just linked up off that, and it literally just went from there, you know what I'm saying? And one day on Twitter, he started saying, you know what I'm saying, he's like, Team Coolin' this, Team Coolin' that. People started retweeting it and everything. And I was like, Arch, I called him. I was like, man, we need to run with this as a name, because, you know, we didn't have no name or nothing like that. And now 2-3 years later, this is where we at.
Team Coolin' Nation at that. That's very catchy.
Yeah, man, Kula Nation, they out there. Shout out to everyone in the Kula Nation that be showing us love, coming to the shows. If you're listening right now, trust me, man, me and Arts appreciate everything y'all do, and, you know what I mean, coming out and just growing our brand, you know what I mean?
Let's go out to the front lines and get some love. We got 443-359 live on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Suicide from the Shore.
Hey! What it do, homie?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. What's going on, baby?
Man, no.
All right.
Yeah. I seen the text and shit, man, so I figured I show some love and whatnot. So, you know what I mean? Send you a call.
Appreciate it, my man. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know I support you all the way.
My homie, man, for everyone listening, man, this dude, man, we go back to the sandbox, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been my homie, man, been showing mad love, so I appreciate it.
Man, no problem.
It is wonderful to have Day One people call in, man. Suicide, well, you got any favorite tracks by Team Coolin' that you like, or one particular song that sticks with you?
See, I don't know if he ever put it out or not, but he sent me a track on an email. It's, I don't know if I can, curse online, but it was
no curse.
What the F you mean? F you mean? What the fuck you mean? Oh, remember that track?
Yeah.
I like
see,
that
what
one.
We do, see, Ebony, what we do, like, we have our what we call, like, our intimate fans. So, like, when we have new tracks and new whatever, we send it out to our intimate fans, you know what I mean, the people that's closest to us, you know what I'm saying, listen, maybe about 20 to 40 people, and we send them exclusives, mm-hmm. just to get their feedback first before we even put it out, or before we put it up, you know what I'm saying, for the world to hear. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's something that, like I said, I did with Suicide, you know, it's a track that, you know, the track has been done since, I think, like, November or October. But, you know, we send it out to people, like, give us our feedback. And everyone we do that with, they give us their 100% honest feedback. You know what I'm saying? And that's how one way we continue to get better.
That's definitely what you want to get honest feedback on your music. You don't want to have a lot of people just, you know, yes, man. And Suicide, thank you for calling in. But you don't want to have a lot of people being a yes, man or yes, woman and say, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's hot. You know, just to be down with you. We want to... you know, real feedback, because unfortunately right now in the industry, it's a lot of immature music because it's immature people making it, point blank period.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have the Keeping It Clean campaign over here. We want to get back to the lyrics. We want to get back to the bars. That's where I'm at. Let's go to work. We want to get back to the lyrics. We want to get back to the bars. You know what? With hip-hop, and a lot of people are attaching themselves to hip-hop right now, and, you know, you can't really consider yourself hip-hop if you haven't studied the culture. Hip-hop has nothing to do with negativity. It was all about positivity. Mm. It was all about your art, your craft, freedom of speech, you know, being creative, uniting, fashion, graffiti. You can't really consider, you can't attach yourself, or you should not. No, I'll take that back. You can't. You can't attach yourself to hip-hop if you're not bringing forth the seed, if you're not playing good seed. So let's go on to this track right here. SF Scarface the Kid, why don't you go ahead and introduce Go to Work and let them know that they're hearing it right now on Frontline Fridays.
Here we go, man. On Frontline Fridays, exclusive, our new track is called Go to Work. As appreciation to all our fans and our listeners, we're giving this track out for free. So hit TeamCoolin.com after you hear this track. Download it for free. Exclusive right here from Team Coolin on Frontline Fridays. Go to work.
New kids on the block. Leaders in a new school. We got a spot. We don't stop. Run that clock. For the game we go. Never before been like this. Lay your mouth unconscious. You aim high but still miss. Yeah, we on that precipice. We break them all like that. Cook them all. Pork fried. How your fans feel like the world did win. Uncle Phil died. Oops, that a little touchy. Have I got for this? No puppy. Shit for that. Colorado Otto. I might butter governor of Otto Prado. Working, working, working. Yeah, we lurking. We gon' tear it up. Taking up the spot on them shots. We gon' lock it up.
Back up in the building and we bout to get it jumping. Jump the wall. Get this shake and turn. Life is what you make it. Make turn up, stop complaining. Yeah, we chasing greatness and I know it's so amazing.
We go to work, give it room.
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 Go to work, 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 go to work.
Step up in this, become the man of the hour. Give me brain, that medulla oblongata. I call that Medusa cause she stoned off that potter. Live your life curiously. Rest in peace to Paul Walker. Banana, nana, for fam, my Home Depot. The hammers, they slide up on you. No sandals, your soul get blue. No fam, I'm sick, that hit the jackpot. Man, I'm dope, make the uncut crack rock.
Back up in the building and we bout to get it jumping. Dump the wall. Get this shake and turn. Life is what you make it. Make turn up, stop complaining. Yeah, we chasing greatness and I know it's so amazing.
How we go to work, give it room.
Go to work, give it room.
Go to work, give it room.
Crowd go berserk.
Nah, they ain't doing nothing much. That's sir.
Do the nation get it poppin'? Yeah, that nation get it poppin'.
Do the nation get it poppin'? Do the nation get it poppin'?
Do the nation get it poppin'? Yeah, that nation get it poppin'.
Yeah, that nation get it poppin'. Yeah, that nation get it poppin'.
Work back up in the building and we bout to get it jumpin'. Dump the wall, get the shake and turn. Life is what you make it. Make turn up, stop complaining. Yeah, we chasing greatness and I know it's so amazing.
How we go to work, give it room.
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 You already know who it is, J. Real the Realist, here with my boy J. Biggs, a.k.a. Space Age J, on Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Go to work, y'all. We back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We just played that hot track right there, Go to Work by Team Coolin. Make sure you check them out at www.teamcoolin.com. Again, it's www.teamcoolin.com. That song just makes me want to work out. It makes me want to go to work. And you just hearing it, you know, it just come on, you thinking, oh, this is just going to be another, hey, nah. And then the whole thing switch up, you're like, you know what, let me go ahead and put these sweats on and hit these stairs and stop playing.
Word up, I like that.
Let's go to the call lines and get some more love, man. We got MTG in the studio with us right now. Makata Great is up in here. We're going to get him to shout-out out in a minute, but let's go to the front lines and get some more love. 240-472, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, and Team Coolin is up in this thing. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, I'm Bree. I'm calling from Bowie.
Hey!
Hey! I was wondering, yes, can we have the download link again? And also, are you guys going to be performing at the car show in Ocean City this year?
Yeah, we actually is. We're going to be down there June 21st through the 22nd.
Okay, we'll be there. And can we have the link for the free download you're giving away?
It's on. If you go to teamcooler.com, go to the website. As soon as you go to the homepage, you'll see the artwork for Go to Work. Just click the artwork. It'll take you directly to the download.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Shout out. All right. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to the call line and get some more love. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 5 p.m. on the west and 8 p.m. on the east. Let's go to right here, 240-472. You're now live on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? This is your man Ryan from Landover, a.k.a. the Juice Man.
Hey!
Juice Man.
Juice Man.
What's going on, team? I just want to say I'm enjoying everything that y'all are doing. You know, appreciate all the good music that y'all are giving back out there to the people. And we're just wondering, when is y'all next show?
Go ahead, Arts.
Right now, I think what's on the menu right now is the car show, actually. That's the thing that's coming up next. That's solid. But we always work, and we always get new dates, man. So stay tuned to the website, teamcoolin.com.
Okay, and one last question. When is the project coming out? We're hearing all the singles, but, you know, you haven't heard anything about it.
Project!
Well, we're looking right now. Probably we're looking early June to probably release the full project, and everyone out there that's listening, the project will be for free. It's pretty much going to be a free album. So we're looking early June, so just stay up with us so we can give you all a solid date. And for everyone that's listening, man, Juice is on the line. He actually designed our website. He does all that work for us. So if y'all need anything work, make sure y'all check out Octech Solutions, man. So shout out to my man, Juice.
Appreciate the love back. And we're going to
Hey, you know what it is?
Appreciate everything that y'all doing. And shout out to Blog Talk Radio as well.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
That's love.
Man.
That's love right there. You see that?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
My check. Hey, it's Future Guru 100 in the building. I'm going to shout out Diva Ebony B and Frontline Fridays. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I'm just taking over. I'm taking over for Diva because I heard a little bit of after the comment from my man, making sure I'm in the building, and I'm just checking on my fam with Team Cooler, man, and just checking in. And I appreciate all the fans calling in tonight, man, supporting you guys, man. This is like, you know, I'm on my phone with the interview, and I had to get another tweet in since we live on the air. I put it out on Twitter that we live. I was promoting it earlier, but... Yeah, I had to get one more in because I wanted to make sure everybody can call and tune in. So I appreciate y'all, man. What's going on, though, man? I see y'all got show after show after show jumping.
Yeah, you know how it goes, man. Stay busy, man. That's how it goes, man. You
man,
stay
you know
busy.
How we
yeah.
do, Guru.
Come on,
you know how
yeah.
we do, man.
Yeah, I'm glad Diva made a very nice, comfortable situation for y'all to get on the air tonight and just touch the fans tonight, man. This is what it's all about. You guys already know that this is all part of what Phenom Radio and the 1000 Network is all about. So shout out all my fam and Diva Ebony B for supporting Phenom Radio like this, man. This is actually, we making history right now because Team Coolin is definitely the ones to watch. You guys definitely who's listening, just go to teamcoolin.com. I like the way they keep you guys updated for their movement and how, you know, they're spreading their brand around with live shows and events. You got to understand something. One thing about you guys branding yourself, making these events and being versatile. So car show, fashion show, hey, that works, man. So, you know, mm-hmm. salute to you guys and everything that's happening for you, because that's all about the positive energy. So everything that's happening for you is actually, you know, it's like actually a stepping stone to bigger things, and you know how to handle it, man. This is part of being development of an artist, man. So this is why we actually support it. So shout out to you. Shout out to your fans right now, too, man. That's real.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Guru.
Yes, sir. We're Diva Act, though, trying to get a hold of Diva Ebony B for supporting us tonight. Hey, Arch, man, what's good, man? Because you guys are actually having, I want to actually have a question for you now since I got the airwaves right now. I'm taking over Frontline Friday. I got a question. So how is it actually to stay consistent and have the monumental kind of performances you guys had at Just Saying the venue, the Fillmore? How was that? And just like being a part of that historical landmark venue?
Well, a lot of that is, like you just said, man, staying consistent. You know what I'm saying? You have to continuously do shows and be around different people. And then once you do that, your name starts getting around. And the people that do the bigger shows, that do the bigger venues, they're the ones who they get wind of you and then they contact you. So that's what we've been doing up until that. Before the film, we've just been doing a lot of, you know, smaller venues, small shows, but making a lot of noise at those shows. You know what I'm saying? A lot of noise at those smaller venues. And the people with the people that we needed to be around, they started to hear about us. And then they contacted us, and that's how we get the shows at the Fillmore. And then eventually shows like the car show, you know, making those connections, never burning bridges, things like that. So, I mean, staying consistent with those types of events, staying consistent with those type of venues is just, you know, keeping relationships, building new relationships. Unlike what Drake says, we do like new friends, you know. We do like new friends. So new friends is what's getting us what we're getting. It's what's getting us what we're getting right now. So that's pretty much it. I hope that answered your question.
And to kind of go off that right quick, man, like the thing that really carries over, man, like don't ever get it twisted. Word of mouth is still the strongest thing, way of communication and endorsing. So, you know what I mean? Like Art said, man, when we was doing the smaller little venues where there's only, you know, we did the back room joints, there's only 5 people, 10 people in the venue, you know what I'm saying? But when you shut down shows like that and you give your all, you know what I mean? People start talking like, hey, man, it was only 20 people in there, but it was rocking like it was 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Word of mouth is still the strongest way to get your name out there, man. So when people can endorse you and they talking your name behind closed doors, that's when, like you said, you know, people in these bigger venues, any better shows, they're like, okay, you know, we heard about these guys. Let's give them an opportunity. And then when they give you the opportunity, you got to step up. Ain't got no time, no bluffing, no faking.
yeah, seriously, man, just to continue off of that, man, like, you know, when you do get the opportunity, man, you can't be slacking. You got to come with it. And if you don't come with it, the opportunity is gone. It's gone forever. So, we, you know, just to give you an example, we actually did the Fillmore twice. And the first time, you know, we had short notice, real short notice. The guy heard about us. He was like, hey, man, I want Team Cool to come out, but the show's tomorrow. You know, we didn't have time to promote and stuff like that. So we just said, okay, let's go ahead and get the set together. Let's go there and let's rock out how we normally do. And we did that. And then he called us back, and he was like, yo, we got something coming up a few weeks out. We had time to promote, and we had a hell of a lot more people come out to the show, and we rocked it even harder this time. Now the guy wants us to come back again for something else he's doing. You see what I'm saying? So it's just putting up, you know, when you get the opportunity, you gotta make the best of it, and that's exactly what we did, and we will continue to do. You still there, Guru?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you guys still there?
Hey, this is, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, I apologize. This is, J. Real the Realist. I guess I'm picking up the ball for Future and Diva at this time. I had a definite, well, first of all, man, congratulations on you guys upcoming, man. I just really caught wind of you guys and hopped online real quick and, you know, checked you out. And I'm like, okay, these dudes' movement is strong. So I run a promo company, and if you check your Twitter, you probably see me. But at the same time, man, I was loving that last track, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with Features.
All right, man. You said, like, us featuring on other people's track, or?
Yeah, I mean, are you guys open to, do you have a set time where you're open to do features, or does it, are you accepting features for your music? Are you featuring on other people's music?
Well, yeah, we definitely open to, do features, but it depends on who it is. You know what I'm saying? We're still on the come up.
Yeah.
And so, like, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
my
tech,
can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay. I was saying that, yeah, we're definitely open to do features. More on a really, really honest tip. We're looking to do features with artists who have a little bit more notoriety, so we can start, so we can continue to build ourselves. On that note,
of course.
Is that what you're getting at, or did you have something else in mind?
No, I mean it was a general question for all who are listening, and for me personally, I mean I definitely am going to hit you on the back end, and to say a little bit more research is done, then we can definitely get on that level on the personal as far as us is concerned, but. The fans and the listeners, you know, I mean, you guys got some heavy stuff going on. I know there's some artists who are trying to get where you guys are at and see you guys out there, and they're probably sitting up like, I can't even, you know, I'm trying to get put next to these guys, and this is what this platform is for, to be able to talk to the people and get in contact and network with the people that otherwise you wouldn't usually get an opportunity to see them.
Right.
Hotep, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I had to pick up the ball.
I appreciate that, King. You got my back. That's what I'm talking about. Jay Real the Realist is definitely a big fan, supporter of Frontline Fridays. And big shout out to Blog Talk Radio, but y'all going to hit me with some cash once I get off this show. Diva, don't play. I'm going to let y'all know right now. They owe me some money. Let's get into this hot track because I want everybody to hear this hot track. I want everybody to hear Sex Drive. It's not what you think, you guys. It's your girl, D-F-B. Let's get into this live right now. Carver's Kid, why don't you go ahead and introduce this track right here for us?
All right, here we go. Well, matter of fact, Arch, you want to do it since I did the last track?
Nah, man, you've been doing good so far. Go ahead.
All right, here we go, man. It's our lead single. This is our lead single off our project, like I said, the free album entitled Are You Cooling? It's called Sex Drive. It's out right now for download on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. This is the lead single. This is the spring summertime anthem. This is what it is, Sex Drive, live on Frontline Friday.
Little red bone, call her asylum, cause that head game's crazy, send it driving. Hey, quick telling, see me on my telly, come and meet her in the telly, it's a woman in the belly, and I say it's too great, I'm gonna work, with my hard hat, get it, work, cut them hard hat, bottom line, I got balls, I can fall back, yeah, sure they let me know it's real, so that girl let it drop, and feel, put her on town, who be real, so nasty, they feel. Time never wastes, in and out. That's a briefcase, go to work.
It's your world, baby.
I tell it, go to work.
You the honey to my house.
Girl, credit's real, let me see your sex drive. Girl, credit's real,
let me see your sex drive.
Girl, credit's
Diddy Rock, living off that Biggie Pac. Everybody everywhere, many females are gonna jog. Underdog story, yeah, the people say they love it, cause they wanna be a part of it, even though they ain't started it. The Mardi Gras, party on, everybody vote for. Yeah, we come together, it's better because we all grown. Two getting better and better, higher than feathers. I'm flying without some feathers, I'm packing them out every. We move forward, you don't move at all. We make them stop, you they just pause. To my Japanese ladies, konnichiwa. To my French women, como se va. Make him roll on the bounce. Make him roll up and bounce. Make him roll up and bounce. Roll up and bounce. Make him roll up and bounce.
It's your world, baby. I tell it go to work.
You don't have it to my house.
Girl, grab it well. Let me see your sex drive. Grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Girl, grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
It's your world, baby. I tell it go to work.
You don't have it to my house.
Girl, grab it well. Let me see your sex drive. Grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Girl, grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Girl, grab it well. Let me see your sex drive. It's your world, baby. I tell it go to work.
You don't have it to my house.
Girl, grab it well. Let me see your sex drive. Grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Girl, grab it well.
Let me see your sex drive.
Your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Squad up, I'm back up in this thing, man. We just played that hot track, Sex Drive. Man, I'm definitely feeling it by Team Coolin. Make sure you check them out at www.teamcoolin.com. Again, it's www.teamcoolin.com. Call us up at 347-850-1521. Again, that's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I got Hip Hop Duo up in here. We got S. Dr. Scarface Kid. And we got J. Arts up in this thing, man. Y'all make sure y'all call him up and show him some love. I'm definitely feeling that track right there, you fellas. Man.
Yeah.
Coolin' in the house. Oh, man, it's just
you
so hip hop.
when we did that track, I still remember the day we got the email from the producer. We did the track. Me and Arthur, like, you know, that beat kind of, it reminds you of, like, you know what I mean, growing up, you used to have block parties, everyone outside is chilling, and it's is mad energetic, but it's mad fun, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing too heavy, you know what I mean? So that's the kind of demeanor we had on the track. Like, man, we just about to take it back to the block party, you know what I mean, on a grown tip and just have fun with it.
I think block parties are definitely, you know, essential when it comes to hip-hop. Block parties and hip-hop just go together. And you know what? Deep Fly Radio is going to throw a block party. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it next Friday just because. Because I just love the community. And when we speak about it, and I do a lot of things in the community, and after this event, you guys make sure you check us out in Chocolate City over here in Lakewood, Washington. We're having a big plant drive from all the kids, so bring the kids out so they can start planting seeds. We are teaching the children how to till the land again. So the great people over there at the Plant House has donated 100 starter plants for the kids. So we have the community garden there. It's going to be going on from 5 to 7. After the show, Diva is going to go right over there, and we're going to start planting these seeds in the ground. And the community garden is free to everybody in the community, so you can always come and get your cabbage. We got cabbage, bell peppers, green onions. We got some peas. We got a lot of stuff out there, but we still want to teach our children and the families and bring them together how to till the land and grow some things. It's going to be a beautiful event. King Cole, do you guys have any community things that you do, or any fundraising or any nonprofit things that you're going to be that you're into or that's coming up that you guys want to do?
Definitely, man. We're, you know, the thing with hip hop and, you know, Your fan base, you know, whether you know it's your community, is the quote unquote the streets or whatever you want to call it. So you have, you know what I'm saying, you have influence, you have touch, you're able to touch people more than, you know, a politician or something. You know, music is that powerful. So it's definitely a lot of, you know, nonprofits and things we want to show our help in. You know, we actually had a show last year that actually got canceled. We was at the I think the DC Armory.
DC Armory got canceled, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was. I forget, they're going to kill me for this. I know Nancy's going to kill me for this, but I forget the name of the event. But it was for a good cause. It was for the kids, and you know, just come out showing love. You know what I mean? And show positivity. You know what I mean? So it's definitely, that's big for us, man. We're down. If anyone's listening, you know what I mean, you can book us for those family friendly events. You know what I'm saying? We do come with material for that. You know, that's big for us. It just ingrains you more into your fan base, you know?
You're right. It makes you, you know, personal with them. You get to connect with them on a different level and not just music. We are a community, and we don't need, I don't need to go to Uncle Sam to say, can I give Keisha and Darren, you know, this whole box of baby clothes, or could I help Brother Andre out with a suit and whatnot, because I know he's about to have a job interview. And you guys, we have a free clothing bank that's available every Saturday from 12 to 10 for the community. If you want to get more information about that, just call me up, 908-296-5739. We are building stronger families to build stronger communities. We don't need to go through a third party to help one another. And I think that's what we have to get away from, saying, oh, I need a permit to give somebody a couch. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And let's go to the front lines and get some more love, man. I want to definitely get to you guys, all of you guys, so you can be able to ask your questions and, you know, just comment on the show, because it's all about networking here. Frontline Fridays is for all the soldiers on the front line who've got their music and their business out there on the front line, and we are here to network. So let's go to 646-673. You're now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B and Team Coolin. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, it's the XX man, Sean Fellows at Ebony, calling from Harlem, New York. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I got my guests live in the building. You got some questions for the brothers here?
Yeah, I like you guys, what y'all doing, man. Positive energy. And my quick question, Ebony, for them is, what inspired y'all to do what y'all do? What inspired y'all? What made y'all see what you want to do, the passion? You know, what's the passion that you like to do? Energy.
I think we can answer this kind of individually, because we both came to each other on different paths. But for me, I actually started doing music simply because music actually it gives a person a voice to it gives you a platform to say something positive or negative, you know. And I want to use that platform to say something positive, you know. And as you said earlier, before Diva, you know, you got a lot of immature stuff going on these days, you know. So this platform can get, you can use it for immature stuff, or you can be mature with it. Not all grown and all grumpy, but you can be positive with it. And I want to use the platform to be positive with this, and still deliver good music, music that everyone can get down to, not just a select few, not just a small corner pocket. No, I want to make music for everybody, but I also wanted to make it positive music at the same time. And keep the energy as positive as possible while still giving you something that you want that's going to make you move and make you feel good.
That's good, good to hear, man. That's good to hear,
so,
man. Because you...
Oh, yeah. Well, from my end, you know what I'm saying, I grew up, I was writing poetry at like 6-7 years old.
Okay.
And I just had a passion for music, you know what I mean? And as I got older, it just like, to me, music is the greatest thing in the world, where you can, like my brother, I never met you in my life, but you could turn on one of Team Cool and Tracks, and we instantly got a bond, we instantly relate to something, you know, whether it's a struggle, whether we're talking about party, whatever it is, we can relate, and it's like, music is the ultimate expression, you know what I'm saying? I'm an extrovert, so I like to express, I like to be free, and it's nothing better, it's no better feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like Art says, you know what I mean, you're free to talk positive. You're free to talk negative. You can say whatever you want, but you can get it out. You know what I'm saying? In a manner where people can either like it or dislike it. So that's what it is for me, man. I just love the expression of, love the emotion behind it. You know what I'm saying? And the creativity part of it. You know what I mean? Just get down and create something that millions of people that can relate to that you never even spoke to. That's, you know what I mean? That's real for me.
Yeah, man, music is powerful, man. Music is so powerful, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially with hip-hop, because hip-hop is now international. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who would have thought from New York City in the Bronx that it's now an international? I mean, all races and cultures rapping. You know what I mean? Who ever thought about that 41 years ago?
Yeah, man, I definitely agree with that, man. Hip-hop, yeah, man. Matter of fact, to speak on that, man, me and Arts, we just did a new track. It's called Topless Shower, with a kind of an EDM type of vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop is definitely growing. It's expanding. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. And that's the thing me and Arts do too, man. We're versatile. Like, when y'all hear the project, y'all going to have your turned-up tracks. Y'all going to have your more conscious tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take you for a ride through a project. You know what I mean? Like, I feel nowadays, like, you know, a lot of cats are putting out music, and they're giving you the same track 12 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I mean? They're giving you the same track 12 times. Nah, with us, we're going to take you on a ride. We're going to bring you up. We're going to bring you down. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to vibe to the project. So, now, I mean, that's,
I hear you, man.
That's cool, man. That's
I'm
cool
so
right there.
I'm glad that you guys are doing that because, right, first track be kill, kill, kill. Next track, murder, murder, murder. Third track, suicide, suicide, suicide.
Yeah, so it makes it boring. I know.
I want to be happy. Why can't I? What? Everybody is not unhappy in this world. I mean, really,
yeah, so
this
y'all
is
guys on YouTube?
You
guys on YouTube?
You
are you guys on YouTube?
Yeah, we have it on YouTube right now. As far as like performances, we haven't released too much music yet. That's what actually is keeping our name buzzing, because people haven't heard music from us. When you go on YouTube, you see a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. You'll see a lot of live performances. You'll see a lot of that. But you won't be able to just go listen to too many tracks at the moment. You know what I mean? And it's keeping people in suspense. It's keeping them anticipating. Like, man, when these guys hit, they're going to hit.
Right. All right, bro. Good luck and do what you do, man. For real, man. Do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope you guys come to New York soon, man. You know, New York with the hip-hop, man. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? You know, I go to a lot of these industry shows. You know, I perform energy drinks and these. So much talent, everybody's trying to get in, man, and it brings so much energy. I just went to an industry talent show last Sunday. It was something else. You know, I was sponsoring an energy drink, which is crazy, man. So much talent, male or female, you know?
Right.
Well, Sean, we thank you for calling in, man. Tell them where to follow you at on Twitter.
Okay, y'all can see me on Twitter, Sean Felder, Facebook, Sean Felder. I'm not on Instagram yet. I got my own website, www.healthylifestyleblogspot.com. Talk about SX Energy Drink. I got the models of the drink. Y'all can catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotions. If you want to order SX Energy Drinks, you can call the number 646-673-1997 to order. Cases SX Energy Drink, 1-800-253-6500.
Go to the website, www.nonstopentertainment. You'll see pictures of me as the sponsor. Last week, shout out to my man, promoter Joe Santana, and my model, plus Anna. Check out the pictures too, Evan. He'll be there.
Yeah, man, definitely link up with us, man. Follow us on Twitter and everything. Let's link up, my man.
Yeah. Okay, man, I definitely will, man. You know, Evie, take care. You know, we're going to keep in touch, girl. Good luck. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony, being out soon in Live Front on Fridays. Oh, my God, Team Coolin', thank you guys so much for coming through and just, you know, blessing us with your knowledge and with your music and what you're doing with your music and really taking it seriously, you know, and thinking about your fan base, thinking about those people, you know, who are listening and not just thinking about yourself. And we appreciate that. You guys are definitely welcome back on Frontline Fridays. You family now. You know, we first we poured you a cup of Kool-Aid. When you come back now, you got to go get your own Kool-Aid. You did? We're going to keep you guys in rotation, and we're going to add you to the mix because we're definitely going to get this music out. I'm very, very proud of you, Kings, man. It's just so refreshing. It's so refreshing. Women, we like stuff like this. We love to see our brothers doing it big. And y'all are really a really good hip hop duo, but you got the chocolate and vanilla mix. I like that. Look, we got chocolate drop and vanilla cream. Hey, how y'all doing?
You know what? It was actually crazy because one of our fans on our Instagram was like, they was like, man, we got everything with y'all. We get chocolate, light skin, we got dreads, we got waves. It's like, we set.
Yes. It's like an ice cream sandwich. It's like that classic ice cream sandwich. Who doesn't like an ice cream sandwich? I'm just saying. But they make good music, man. We about to get into this educate and regulate session. You guys are more than welcome to stay, but before we get into it, go ahead and give your shout outs and let everybody know how to get in contact with you, how to link up with you, and also how to do collaborations with you guys too. Who to contact?
All right.
First things first, man, we definitely want to send a big shout out and thank you to the whole Coolin' Nation. You know, we definitely, like as I said, we really do appreciate you guys rocking with us and just, you know, giving us that energy to keep moving forward. Y'all can find us at on our website, teamcoolin.com. That's team with two E's, teamcoolin.com. We're on Instagram, Team Coolin. We're on Twitter, Team Coolin. You know, we're everywhere where y'all at, man. As far as the whole feature thing going like that, you can contact our PR@teamcoolin.com. Excuse me. Is that right? I think I got it right.
Yeah. PR@teamcoolin.com. Send over email. Send over a couple of tracks so we kind of see what it is. And, I mean, like I said, we're open to doing features. We want to collab with artists, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely open with that. And, shout out to our management, man, Versatile Entertainment. They've been rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? Definitely coaching us up in the game for the last couple of years. And, big shout out to Versatile. They actually got a connection with the Washington Wizards, and we're trying to make Go to Work their playoff anthem. So if you're listening in the DMV area, make sure you just check out Go to Work. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely trying to make that like I said, that playoff push anthem that they need, man.
Our time going nowhere. I want to get you, if you guys can stay, because I want to get your feedback on the whole Donald Sterling situation. And I also want to get you guys feedback on our queens missing. They came and kidnapped and took 234 Nigerian schoolgirls between the ages 16 and 18 were snatched from their dorm beds and took in the town of Chibok. We're going to be talking about that.
Because I got to get up in the morning.
Yeah, definitely want to get you guys' feedback on here. Let's go ahead and get to this Educate and Regulate session. Ask Kali, come on in here, baby. Where you at? Where you at?
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, won't you touch some? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey queen, won't you touch some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
out to S. Polly for all my hot drops, my intro, the Educate and Regulate session. And I definitely want to get into this right now. We can get to the Donald Sterling in a minute because I'm going, I'm going to get him. But we're going to get into this right now. Bring Back Our Girls campaign sheds light on missing Nigerian schoolgirls. CNN reported, as everybody else, and CBC is reporting, 2 weeks ago, 234 Nigerian schoolgirls between the ages of 16 and 18 were snatched from their dorm beds in the town of Chibok and forced into trucks at gunpoint by what is believed to a group of radical militants who oppose the education of women. 50 of the young women are said to have escaped capture, but more than 222 are unaccounted for, and many believe they are in great danger. Human rights organization reported that the kidnapped girls are being forced to marry the leaders of the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram in a mass wedding, and some fear that they could become the latest sex slaves. Guys, this is so serious, and it's near and dear to my heart, and it hurts to read this. And also it makes me mad, too. And this is going on all over the world. And unfortunately, even though this happened in Nigeria, America is the number one for the highest rate of kidnappings and sex trade for women. We got women out there right now, young girls, our young queens out there, who are being forced into these sex trade camps and forced into marriages. I want to get you guys feedback on this, and I'll start with you, King.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I just found out about that story today, like about noon, 1 o'clock today. Someone told me about it, and it's just, you know, you can't fathom it. Like, it's really crazy, like, because for the last couple of weeks, what's been the big thing everyone's been talking about? The Donald Sterling situation, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's crazy that a story like this could be pushed under a story like that. Like, I literally just heard about this a couple of hours ago, like I was telling you. But, I mean, for that whole situation, man, it's for any man to think that way, you know what I'm saying, it's to me, I can't understand it, you know, that you would snatch up almost 300 girls because you don't want them to be educated. Like, what is that really saying about yourself, like, that you don't want, like you said, your queen to be, you know, smart and vivacious and able to help you as a king? Like, what is that really saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it speaks to the insecurity as men. Because, you know what I'm saying, maybe they don't want their woman to be strong, you know? It's just wild. Like, it's so many factors. When you really think about it that goes into that, it's like, you know, it's crazy. But I salute to those girls that did escape and got away from that. Like, I don't know. It's a really, really, really serious topic that needs to be spoken about. And to me, like I said, one of the biggest things about it to me is that I just heard about this today. That happened over 2 weeks ago. And all we're talking about is Donna Sterling, his racist self, you know what I'm saying? When there's girls out there just missing and being, you know, like you said, married off to be potential sex slaves, and not two or three, ten, it's hundreds. That's crazy.
Hundreds of them. It's hundreds of them, 234 of them. You know, a couple of them got away, and it's reporting, Human Rights Organization reported the kidnapping girls are being forced, but a Bruno State community leader told the Associated Press that two of the girls have already died from snake bites while being held in the 60,000 square feet kilometers forest out there, a place that has become, you know, real known for a large, very venomous snake. We got to go and get our queens. It's 234 of them, and it shows you in Nigeria and wherever the case may be, you know, it's sad. It's very, very sad that she was able to kidnap 234 women, but don't think we ain't coming to get them. You can't just kidnap the queens. You know, we just be like, oh, man, that's messed up, and we ain't marching no more. And for all you people that's still marching, wake up, y'all. When you want something, you take it by force. Diva said it. Nobody really goes and say, oh, I wish I could have this. Oh, I hope this happens for me. I hope I can conquer that country or that state. I hope I can get these people. Man, you go take it. That's how I go.
You know what?
All right, come on in.
First thing first, man, I definitely want to
point you out for actually bringing light to the situation. Because like Estad said, man, you know, we're just hearing about this. You know, we've been hearing about Donald Sterling for the better half of 2 weeks now. And, you know, people like yourself are publicizing these types of situations that are going on with kidnapping of 237, I think that was the number, young girls out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculous number. Actually, it should be zero. But, yeah, that's what we want to salute you for, you know, keeping the topic open and making it known to your audience and hopefully to a larger audience outside of that. So I definitely want to salute you on that. My whole thing about it is I'm in the same boat as S-Dot, man. I really don't understand it. You know, we're brought up differently. I don't understand how a guy doesn't want his woman to be, you know, smart, doesn't want her to be educated or be able to think for herself. That just shows how, you know, he's just really, really insecure. And unfortunately, that's a lot of men. You know, a lot of men think that way, unfortunately. You know, a lot of men don't want their women to step in front of them, or don't want their women to make more money than them, or don't want their women to seem smarter than they are. You know, I me personally, I don't mind my woman making money. I actually like that. You know what I'm saying? I like my woman to be smart. I like her to be headstrong. I like her to actually assert herself. So for me, I don't understand it. It's so alien to me. You know, and I think me and Esther are really pretty much on the same page when it comes to that. But it's actually really appalling, man. And again, I salute you for making the situation known to your audience, man.
Man, we got to, and I appreciate, thank you so much for that, King. We got to keep the light on. We got to talk about what's important. You know, it's so much of the negativity going on. If people, they gravitate to negativity, but we need to, you know, pay attention to what's really going on, what's going on with our queens and our peoples. And, you know, big shout out to Sally Richardson Winfield. I was just on the D-Hour show this morning, co-hosted with him, and she was saying, like, even as an actress, and even her doing Eureka and all this great stuff, we got to tell our story. You know, we have to tell our story because, unfortunately, America only is telling us what they want to say, but they took us way out of history. So we got to start telling our story. We got to start bringing light to the situation. Any racist person, I know I'm exposing them. I don't care. Blank, blank, period. Even if you did something that don't give you, you look like you racist. I mean, just say something. Hey, come here, you. You got something you need to say right now about my chocolate? I mean, we have to get bold with it. We got to share it.
No,
and we got to make stories like this.
You're definitely right, man. You're definitely right. You know, a lot of and I hope I'm not starting anything when I say this, but the time for all the picket signs, the marching is over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That don't work. You know what I'm saying? It's too slow. The people who are people who control everything, they have the resources to outweigh us. You know what I'm saying? They can sit back and chill. But, well, you know what? They got to go to work sometime. We have no money. Y'all have to go back to work. So all the picket signs and stuff like y'all do to march in, y'all can do that. But eventually you have to go back to work. We don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? So they have the resources to outweigh us. So when it comes when you're talking about making change, you can't sit there and be kumbaya type thing. You got to go out there and go to work. You see what I'm saying?
You gotta go to work
and get it done.
And we're not saying go bust somebody upside the head, and we're about to go to the call lines because they want to say something too. I ain't saying go and bust nobody upside the head. I ain't going to take nobody no two piece in the biscuit. You may have to later on, but I'm not saying go off as that. One of the ways to, and I would say this for anybody because they always tie to their money and they fund it. If you get into a person's pocket, That's the fastest way to weaken somebody. Their money. Because their money brings upon their resources. Their money brings upon their influence. Their money brings upon their power, empowerment. So if you can take the funds away or take the support away of what they be getting, and that's what was basically has happened to Donald Sterling. You know, he has been banned from the NBA, and, you know, they forcing him out, forcing him to sell the team. It would be nice if Magic Johnson bought that team. Wouldn't that be great if Magic Johnson bought the team, wouldn't that be such a bittersweet? I would love that. I would love that. Talk
but
about
you know,
his culture.
You know what's kind of crazy with that situation before, because I know we're going to get into that next, but what you just said is what makes that situation, like, beyond crazy. Like you said, you get to someone's money, you know what I'm saying, and that can really break them down and damage them. Please realize, anyone that's listening, he is about to sell this team, I think they're valued at almost $700 million. Mm. Money is never going to be a problem for this man again. So, yeah, he's banned from the NBA for life. Yeah, he has to pay a $2.5 million. Yeah, he could lose his team. But he's about to sell that team for almost $700 million. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Did something happen? Yes. Did something, you know what I mean, people got united and it got it done? Yes. But like you said, if Wiggins or someone is hitting their pockets, this man is not about to move. He's not. I mean, he's 81 years old. He's about to cash out almost $600 million.
Yes.
He's going to be the same dude. He's going to be the same dude until, you know, God calls him home.
And that's why
when it comes to that whole situation, you know, because, like you said, I know we're about to get into it. When I heard about what the man said, and then I heard what the commissioner did as far as banning from the NBA, I knew exactly what Estee was talking about. This guy, he's already worth $1 billion, number one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So him getting banned at $2.5 million is a drop in the bucket for this guy. You know, it really doesn't matter. I guess it's the whole – it's an iconic moment, I guess you could say, in NBA history. But does it really hurt this guy? Not really, because he's cashing out. You know, he's 81. He's on his way out. And he's going to cash out at the same time.
He should get banned and fined. That's what I would say. Cut the check.
Nah.
That's where I'm at. Cut the check for being disrespectful.
The NBA, they did fine him the $2.5 million, and they're going to donate that to group. Yeah, they fined him $2.5 million, and they're donating that whole amount to basically organizations that fight racism and stuff like that. So like I said, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? That's getting done from it. I'm just saying the aftermath when we're talking about him as a person, like, I really don't think he cares.
He don't care. White supremacy is well and alive, and it's going on right now. And it's not for us walking around acting like it's not going on.
But let's think about it really quick, though. You know, like we said, you know, we mentioned his age. You know, he's 80-something years old. This guy was born in the 30s. So he grew up literally in a time where it was acceptable to be that way. So right now I can see him looking at the world like, wow, this is a culture shock for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now if you got people growing up now, it's normal to be around black people. It's normal to be around Hispanic people in this country. It's normal. But for him, it's just now becoming that way. So he's uncomfortable already. So there's a whole lot of other older people who have that mindset. Well, they're uncomfortable right now.
But the future generation, they're not gonna
have that problem.
I have to convert to say to that before we go to the call lines. I see y'all. He couldn't have been too uncomfortable. He was boinking a half black, half Mexican chick. Come on now. This side chick was
That's true.
Half Mexican.
Hey, you know the funny thing about that?
The power things for him. He was dipping.
Yeah, exactly.
He was all blanking and laying up with this chick. And, you know, I ain't even mad for her because she exposed him.
You know the crazy thing about that? When it comes to white men who think that way, they always keep a soft spot for black women. Think about it.
I mean, come on now.
They always got the sights on black men. When it comes to black women, they always have a soft spot. Just saying.
Message. Hey, she the sweetest. Let's go to the call lines and let's get some feedback. Hey, David Willis, I'm about to get to you, King. 240-483, you're now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B. S. Dot and J. Arts is live in this building. We're in the Educate and Regulate session. What's your name? Where you calling from? 240-483. You're going to make me call you back. I should just hang up and just call you back. I think I'm going to do that after this. We're going to go to the, we're going to call you back. I want to know what's going on with you. 240-483. It's you on both of the lines. How do you get here? Okay. I'm going to let that go. Chi-Town, Denaya, what's going on, baby? Come up in this thing, queen. Holla at us.
What's good? What's good? How are you, Diva? Good evening,
I'm
gentlemen.
Good.
How are you?
Good evening, love.
Man, this is some crazy-ass shit. I mean, and it was, it's crazy because, like, I heard about what happened with the Nigerian girls, and I heard it once, and I was like, oh, well, I haven't heard anything else. I guess they found them because they're not saying nothing. And now I hear not only is it not 84, it's over 200, and nobody's saying nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? There's something seriously wrong with our logic.
We got to go back and get, we have to keep saying, we got to keep sharing this on our social network. All of us on this line, we have a strong following. And we have a strong presence. And, you know, Team Coolin, I would love for you guys to make a song about this, too. I would love to hear this. It doesn't matter when
right?
it comes out.
Seriously.
I would love for you guys to make a song about this. But we got to go back and get our queens, and we got to realize we got to put them in a position of power over there. There's nothing wrong with a woman. Behind every black man, there's a strong black woman. You want your queen to be educated. You know, you want her to be able to hold things down because it's already so much stuff against y'all. It's ridiculous. God forbid something happened. I, in my mind state, and maybe I think different, if my king had to, you know, he got to a situation where he got laid off or business was slow or whatever the case may be, I'd be like, that's all right, boo. I can hold these bills down for 6 months to a year. Or we can downgrade on this or whatever. I'll hold the bills down. What you need to do? Me and you in this together. So let's work. Let's go to work. Don't worry about what old boy he laid you off. Well, that's all right. That was a job. It was just over broke. But we got a family business that we running, and I believe in you. And guess what? I'm here to support you. And that money that you've been giving me, I've been 60-40 in it. I've been taking 60% of it and doing what I need to do for the home, and 40% of it I've been saving it. So we got some savings to go ahead and do our thing. Let's work.
That's
Why
real.
Wouldn't we want our kids to be educated? And then become misplaced housewives.
Right.
And we can't really teach our children, you know, and staying home. I just had my little queen. I named my daughter Queen. She's 5 months old. I said, I'm going to stay home with my baby for the first year. I may stay home with her the second year, but the mother is the first teacher. We can't just keep throwing our children out here in these schools and these daycares. We don't know these people. It's like Malcolm X said, why would you allow your enemy to teach your children?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know who your enemy is, how do you know who's teaching them?
Absolutely, and that's the biggest thing. Like I said, my thing is like, okay, so they took these four girls because they wanted to learn. Like, is that really what we did right now? Is that really what that was about? So not only can they not learn, now they gotta be wives for $12. I mean, this is just crazy.
That's the worst part. It's like it wasn't like these girls out here doing something crazy or, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, they were just trying to learn. Like, you really kidnapped them because they wanted to go to school?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, that is the most wild thing I think I've heard. Like,
because
I mean, I'm big on, you know, I'm big on karma, you know what I'm saying, things like that. You know what I mean? Someone doing something wrong, you know, negativity is going to come back to them. But these girls weren't doing nothing wrong.
Wrong, but trying to learn, like, it just don't make any kind of sense. Like, it's just like, what the hell?
And they from the ages between 16 and 18 years old. 16 and 18 years old. And this happened in Nigeria. Just imagine, do y'all think that it would be too... How can you kidnap an American woman? Let alone one. 234 American women.
And that's why I think that's why a lot, why it hasn't really been national because of where it happened. Let that happen anywhere. I don't care. It could be the most back road place in America. If it happened in America, you're not about to kidnap five women at the same time and it don't break Fox News or something, you know? So it just is, you know what I mean? It's a lot of different, you know what I mean, factors that went into it, that reason why the story is being suppressed and why it took so long to get out. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee. Let you let you go to New York and try to kidnap, go to an all girls school and try to take the girl.
Yo,
see what happens.
Yo, that don't even try to ask a sister for some of her flight. She'll cut you. Don't do it. I'm from Jersey. Just imagine, yo. They go over there and try to kidnap five in Brooklyn, Yonkers, what, Harlem? Man, listen, this is how the story gonna go. Men beat to death.
Exactly.
Man beat to death for attempted kidnapping on five different women. Matter of fact, it could be two of them, and don't let them be Dominican. Oh, man, it's really right. going to be bad for you. Oh, man. I mean, and it's crazy. Even at gunpoint, I'm going to say it just like this. You know, me and my girlfriend.
Oh, hell no. Hello?
I think her phone went out.
Yeah, I mean, I think in Blog Talk, really, for not tonight, y'all just being blowing me. But, I mean, I think she's really on point. It's just the fact of, it's insane. Like I said, had it happened here, it would have been all over. There would have been an Amber Alert. There would have been, every single station would have been talking about it the same way they've been talking about that damn plane. What is the plane? That they have nothing for the families, nothing to say to the families. Yet they keep on giving them false hope. It's like, okay, by this point, even if they were around, they dead now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. Let the families go home. Y'all lost the families. Admit that shit and be done. But like I said, I heard this story once on TV, and then never again. Now I've only heard it online.
And that's
there's
crazy,
a strong,
right?
strong disconnect when something is this serious.
Is it getting any television exposure? Has it not? Because I don't watch TV. Let me say
no.
that. I don't pay for cable. Well, I'm not paying no $80, $100 for cable. People out here paying $123 for cable and internet, and they even got no life insurance. Shame on you. I'm not paying that. I got Netflix. Netflix works out for me. But they not reporting it on, you know, I like
no.
to call them nigga nah news.
What
is that?
What did you call
nigga
it?
Nigga nah news. You got them nigga nah news. You got Telling 12, Channel 12, Channel 9, Fox. Well, nobody is reporting it. Y'all not seeing this on the news or just online?
Yeah,
like I said,
I'm
even hearing
online. I've watched the news just to see. You know, basically, if they would say something else about it, and I haven't heard anything about it, and I'm just like, what the hell is this? This is
all
crazy.
Right, you guys. Well, moving forward, moving on, because I know Team Coolin got to go, and I got to get up out of here, too. But we got to continue to share this on our Facebook, on our Twitter, on our Google Plus, on our Instagram, and not just doing it one time, but making sure you do it three times a day, if not more. Just keep continuing
right.
to share the story. Keep continuing to share the story because we as a whole, if we come together and if we keep doing this and keeping it fresh in people's mind, because where can you get to somebody directly at any time, their phone, on their Facebook? If I want to say something to Team Cool, I'm not going to call them necessarily up. I'm not going to really say, you know, let me put this on such and such and such. I'm going to hit him right on their phone because guess what? His phone is always with him. It don't go
mm-hmm.
nowhere.
Exactly. Yep.
That's where I want to get to you at. So share it, text it, you know, put it out there, let the people know. As far as Donald Sterling, I'm happy that your old ass got caught. Yes, I
yep.
am. And you're going to be out of here just like, what was that last year with the NFL, the Sandusky scandal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the coach died maybe like a couple of weeks and stuff later. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring Jay Ritterillis up in here. Jay Ritterillis, holler at his team.
Hey, Queen. I apologize about the background noise. I'm out in traffic with the children. But I definitely want to make a quick point. First of all, the reason why it's not a lot of light being shed, especially in America, it's because nobody wants to draw attention to these 200 some odd African women that have disappeared. This stuff is not new. This stuff happens all the time. Whoever was, for whatever reason that it was brought to the light, was for a specific reason. But when we look at the people who are doing this, and we look at a lot of their faith system, religious-based systems, and just the corrupt governments that run these nations who allow these things to happen, like you were saying, if this was in America, you couldn't you couldn't take a candy bar out of Circle K without a camera catching you. And so what we need to realize is that the only thing that's really going to settle this, in my perspective, in my eyes, is that we have to get more people like us who will not allow this to happen in front of our faces over to the places where they're happening. It's going to take more conscious people to move and go there and build stuff there and establish stuff there. And once you become a resident of there, you have the right to administer what laws cannot and can be passed. The one biggest problem that we have as Americans is we do a lot of things in America but not abroad. Now, imagine if we had a system where we could have those individuals educated in a place where they don't have to worry about that type of scrutiny, where we don't have that type of connection with the motherland yet. And as far as the guy with the whole Clipper situation, I kind of have a mixed feeling on that, partly because I don't see what the big fuss is about. You know, I understand that it has to be put out there because America has to look like this great, non-racial, open-to-everybody nation, and so they have to put clamps on things like that quick to make everybody else look good. But he's just one that got caught. What about the guy sitting next to him who's thinking racial thoughts 24 hours a day, or the guy or the owner of the, you know, every other owner of every other team? I mean, I'm not trying to be vulgar here, but I'm saying, crackers been calling us niggas since the beginning of time. And we've been calling them crackers since we came up out of oppression. What's the big deal? You know, everybody wants to go crazy because this dude called made the comment, but, you know, honestly, I'm just saying, we accept the word from people on the bus stop. We accept the word from people in the liquor store. You ain't turned to no 60-year-old white boy in the liquor store and told him, don't say the word nigger when we talking it amongst his friends. But you want to protest in front of the Staples Center and whatnot for this guy. So I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm just saying that this shouldn't be no big shock. This shouldn't be nothing new to anybody. This is what it is, and we know this is what it is. And until we respect ourselves, people, black people, until we have the ultimate self-respect and we display that to the rest of the country, we will continue to be disrespected blatantly and outright, and people will still continue to get paid $700 million off of disrespecting us. We don't respect ourselves. They say, why 50 Cent and everybody else call black women bees and call brothers niggas on their CDs, so why don't, when the white man said it's such a problem? If we didn't say it and we didn't condone it, they wouldn't feel like they can condone it. And that's all I got to say about that.
And before you step off, man, let me I'm going to keep it so real with you. It's not even about what he said. It's not about that. The OG always told me, if you want to find the truth, follow the dollar. The only reason why they did that is because he said that, and there was going to be an enormous amount of people that was going to disagree with that, and that was going to take revenue away from the NBA. They were going to lose money. That's the only reason. Let's be real. That's the only reason why they did what they did. So they need to show those people, which it wasn't going to be a large amount of people, that the NBA is not going to tolerate this. We're not going to have this in our league. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I mean? So they won't lose revenue. So they won't lose money. That's all that was about, because what you're saying is real. Let's be real. Out of those 30 owners, I'm pretty sure there's some more like-minded dudes that think just like Donald Sterling. But like you said, they ain't got caught. They ain't got caught up. So I'm with you on that. Like, I definitely understand where you're coming from. But the only reason I went down is because they trying to keep their money coming in. The NBA is a billion-dollar, you know what I mean, company doing what they're doing every year. So they ain't trying to lose their money. So what they got to do? Someone got to be the scapegoat. Someone got to be the scapegoat. We're going to air him out to dry. You know what I'm saying? Because he got caught up and make our image look better. And now they got the whole "We Are One" slogan and everything going. Man, it's all about the bread. It's always about the money. Follow the money, man. Find the truth.
Right, because even before that, like I said, he's been talking this way for years. He's been thinking this way for years. Like I said, this is the first time he ever got officially caught on tape. But he's been doing this shit for years. He was a slumlord. Was he a slumlord before he was an owner? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Because if he was a slumlord before he was an owner, there's something wrong with the NBA for even allowing him to own a damn team if he can't even maintain a damn house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been disrespectful to African Americans for years. This ain't nothing new. Dude's an asshole.
I am
I am very, very interested as we come into a closing. I'm interested in all of us. I respect everybody's opinion, and I'm glad that J-Rilla just kept it real, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested in all of us coming together, and, you know, and I had to check myself because I have found myself, you know, just using the nigga word, nigga, you know, like I was trying to do that thing to something. I was like, yo, Queen, check yourself. This is not good. This is not a good look. And, you know, this is not what you want to, this is something that I grew up in and thought, it, you know, just to accept it. I wasn't supposed to accept it. But it all stands with correction, and it takes the time out to say, you know what, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change, just like what King Coolin did, will be becoming a hip-hop duo. And bringing back the essence of it. So I'm interested in networking with everybody. And Team Cool and I'll reach out to Future to network with you guys and see how we can come together to continue to put out, you know, spread the word about what's going on with the girls and continue to put out conscious information and music and support one another. That's what it's about at the end of the day. I'm just a tool, y'all. I'm not concerned about being popular. I'm concerned about being effective. Because when I leave here, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. So you got to understand that about Diva. That's where I'm going to be at. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for coming on to the Frontline Squad. Up all my soldiers squad up and go to www.teamcoolin.com. And again, that's www.teamcoolin.com. That's TEEMCOOLIN. And go ahead and download the hot track that's making a buzz all over the nation right now, Sex Drive. And also make sure you follow the page and support them. Go to iTunes and get Sex Drive. Go ahead and download. Go to work. Do it right now. Don't even wait. Just do it right now. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live to the show. And if you're archiving the show right now, make sure you click the follow button up top at the left and then leave a comment at the bottom of the show, and we will definitely get back to you. We appreciate your feedback. Keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here. Peace.
Thanks for having us.